welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, November 4th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, transitioning into retirement and should you become a private lender? While we're always talking about whether or not you are financially prepared for retirement, there's more to the transition than the balance of your retirement savings accounts. Wall Street Journal's Tom Lauricella highlights some of the other difficulties that you need to consider before leaving the workforce.
For some people, you know, their career had been their identity, their coworkers or their social network, and the role as provider to their family through their job has been a big part of their purpose.
Many individuals find ways to extend their careers part-time, but with some jobs, that's not logistically feasible, which is why you really need to give yourself some time to prepare and, more importantly, adjust once you've made the move to retirement.
This is a big change. You've been working for decades, and you know, for some people, maybe they've had the same career all that time. Don't expect to get over it in a couple weeks.
That being said, there are resources for those who need help adjusting or are looking for ways to devote their time.
An easy place to start looking is your area department on aging. You can just sort of Google the department on aging and where you live, and they often have lots of resources for volunteer organizations, maybe counseling if you need it.
And you can always find new areas of interest by auditing classes at a local college at little or no cost. As we continue, the pros and cons of being a private mortgage lender.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
It's tough to find certificate of deposits that pay 2% a year, but if you're a bank lending to a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage borrower, you can earn 4%. So what if you were the lender? This could be an interesting proposition, especially for, say, a parent who wants to loan their child money for their first home. Wall Street Journal personal finance columnist Jonathan Clements debated this topic in the most recent Sunday Journal. He says there are clearly benefits to giving your child a loan instead of having them go to the bank. For example, there's no closing costs and no need for private mortgage insurance. However, there are also serious risks that you need to consider.
What happens if your kid doesn't make the mortgage payments? I mean, are you really going to foreclose on your son or daughter? That is the big downside. And even if your kid is regular in the mortgage payments, it could still create family tension.
It's also important to note that if your child does make regular payments, it will not help their credit score in any way. If you still decide to be a private lender, Jonathan says you really have to charge some sort of interest rate.
If you don't, you can end up in all kinds of tax hassles. The IRS has specified interest rates, but depending on the term of the loan, it's the so-called applicable federal rate.
You'll need a promissory note to spell out the terms of the mortgage, including the interest rate and repayment period, and you'll need to have a deed of trust recorded with the appropriate local authority.
What that deed of trust says is basically the loan is backed by the property, and you as the lender have the right to seize that property if the regular mortgage payments aren't made.
More information is available at WSJ.com, and Jonathan Clements' latest column is Private Mortgage Right for You. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.